All the major moves in free agency are pretty much wrapped up. So what caught our attention? Plus some initial thoughts on Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr. deciding not to work out. Grab yourself a brew. You're in the Bird Cave. Let's go.
Any free agent signings that happened in the NFL that you're like, big signings or whatever, or just an impact signings depending on where said player went with said scheme or said team?
For me, the only one that I really, really liked was Baltimore getting Henry. That's just a match made in heaven. Unfortunately, he's in our division. I'm not too concerned about it because of our record against the Ravens, but I think that's just a good signing. I don't know if he's going to be their workhorse, but you get in within like that, the red zone, he's going to be a monster.
So, I kind of like the Eagles picking up Saquon. I thought that was a good move for them, especially losing Swift. Saquon, if he can stay healthy, man, that dude is a phenomenal talent. Solid quarterback. You know, you still got
Kenny Pickett. You got Kenny Pickett.
But that's the difference maker there.
Championship.
I'm gonna say the one of the most impactful ones is actually Aaron Donald retiring. That's impactful on the daggone Rams. I mean, they're gonna have to start all over any daggone way. Like, it's the writing's kind of on the wall for them. Like, you could just see it. Stafford getting older and older.
Cupboard is bare.
This guy is, it's not looking good. It's not looking good for them. So I think that's going to play a big part in that NFC West moving forward. That's a big loss for the Rams. I mean, I know that it was they probably already knew it was going to happen, but still it actually happening because, the guy's only 32 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he said, he said today, I just feel like I'm full. He said, I don't need, and he's like, I don't feel the need to, put myself through all of the process to do another 17. That's exactly what he said. I feel that, bro.
Like, right, what does he have left to prove? Yeah.
He got nothing to prove.
He's a Hall of Famer. He got a Super Bowl.
First ballot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what else you got to do?
He's arguably
– he didn't want to be part of no rebuild.
Right.
He's part of that Mount Everest now of defensive players, too, if you think about it.
Hey, maybe we're talking about Ayuk and Terry McLaurin to the Steelers. Maybe go get Cooper Kupp. That would be pretty sweet.
Hey.
Maybe not. I'm just throwing it out there. But anyway.
No, I ain't got no problem with it.
I'm just thinking about it. And
I would personally have to say, for me, free agency moves that kind of jump out to me is Tennessee taking a flyer on Mason Rudolph and giving him $3 million because from what I understand, that may be one of the things that got the ball rolling on this whole situation with Russ, because – after saying they weren't going to go out and get somebody like Russell Wilson, they kind of looked at it and they said, okay, like, Mason's over here trying to get three. So somebody was probably sitting there inside of that meeting room and said, you know, we can get Russell Wilson for one and some change. And then obviously the second one, you know, moving Kenny Pickett, you know, the Eagles wanting Kenny Pickett, you know, that has changed our quarterback room completely, you know, and without those two moves, you know, we might be sitting here talking about who we starting, Kenny or Mason right now. So
right.
That's probably where I'm at. That has been very impactful for us. And of course, you know, like Al was saying, Derrick Henry, you know, the hairs went up on the back of my neck when I heard they acquired Derrick Henry. That's going to be big for them. Not against us, but it's going to be big.
Yeah, I heard the other day that the Saints were really, really trying to get Pickett. And I think Omar was like, nah, I'm going to send you somewhere where you're going to sit. I'm gonna send Deontay to the worst team, and I'm gonna send you somewhere where you ain't gonna get no burn.
You gonna bitch about getting no burn?
Okay, you ain't gonna get no burn.
Now, who's the next guy who wants to leave?
Challenge accepted.
Where you want to go? What you want to do?
Hey.
Go ahead, leave.
Bro, that's petty. Like,
we'll send you
somewhere. This is the crazy thing. Who knows what they would have offered? Like, what would Kansas City had offered us for Johnson? What if another team that needs, you know what I mean? Omar's like, no, you're going to go over here. Nah, you want to play with us? I'm going to send you to the worst team.
Oh, you put him in timeout, cuz. He basically put him in timeout.
I'm going to send you somewhere you ain't going to get no burn, bro. With your little hands.
For me, it's a team that I don't understand what they're thinking, man. Like, now all of a sudden, Chicago is going to go get all these weapons and then get rid of their quarterback. Now, granted, we got them. I bet Justin Sitter going, oh, now you're going to go get all these weapons with Keenan Allen, you know, and all these other guys that. I don't know. I mean, obviously they're building for the young quarterback, but I mean,
well,
if you
listen to Chicago's players, not the brass, the players, they didn't want him to go. I was watching. I think it was on Twitter, and it was like Pony or somebody, and he had put up a like Chicago sports talk, like their station, and they were basically saying the only thing we looked forward to was Fields, like he was the only bright spot. And now you're putting all this stuff around him for, and who's to say that if they go after Williams, that Williams is going to be the dude? I think that kid's ego is too fragile. I think he's going to flame out. Like, I think he has the talent.
Oh, yeah.
I think he has the talent, but his mentality, I just don't think it's going to be there. I mean, I could be wrong.
Caleb Williams will be the first quarterback ever to do one of these on third and long. Like, I'm not coming. I'm get somebody else.
Yeah,
he's a little
fragile, man.
He's very, you know, just like today, they were posting videos of him out there throwing darts and stuff. Like, great, in shorts with nobody on the field. Come on. I watched that game against Notre Dame last year and others. I mean, you heard my rants about Caleb Williams. I mean, man to man, go get your money. I wish you nothing but success, but I just don't see it.
I don't either, Kev.
And his daddy is agent?
I don't know. He cried to his mom in the stands. Might as well be. Little bastard.
Hey, did you guys hear Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't participate at Ohio State's pro day?
He didn't
participate at the combine or the pro day.
I don't mind these dudes having their own independent thought on how they want to approach their draft process. I have zero problem with it. They know Marvin Harrison. Come on, y'all. Let's keep it 100. The tape don't lie. He don't need to run and jump and catch to prove that he's the dude. He is the dude. Come on. Ain't nobody. He ain't gonna drop. And if he does, he can drop the 20, and we all will be happy.
He ain't gonna drop the 20. He ain't dropping the 20. That's for damn sure.
No.
But that's my point.
No, and again, these workouts are not going to hurt someone like him and Caleb. Like, no. I said, they're not going to hurt anybody. They're not going to hurt this draft stock. It's team number two. If that were to get to it, I think that starts the questioning and stuff like that too. But we'll see. I mean, if you have nothing to lose, then why wouldn't you work out? But I don't know. That's just me. Maybe we're just old school.
But
it's not that he has nothing to lose. I don't think he has nothing to gain. I think that's the difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm consistent in the sense that I'm not saying you guys aren't. I'm just saying I am. I'm gonna chastise Caleb for not doing anything at the combine, even medicals. Him not throwing at the combine, I'm cool.
Again,
to me, it's a red flag.
I'm going to say it again. I have zero problem with how a grown man is going to explore their draft process. I have zero problem with it. Just because that's how it's always been don't mean that's how it's always going to be. That's an old way of thinking. Like, that's the reason why I don't succumb to that. Like, I'm like, well, you got independent thought. Because here's the thing. you have to deal with the consequences, good, bad, or indifferent anyways. So they're betting on themselves. They're mm-hmm. like, what do I got to prove? I got the tape. The tape don't lie. You know who I am.
Yeah, it boils down to this. You know, JJ McCarthy has to throw. Caleb Williams doesn't. That's going to help JJ out. That's going to help JJ move up. But Caleb Williams, he can't do anything but move down. So what's the point? I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, like you said, I don't begrudge grown men for doing this. Now, you know, some of these high school students out here now are sitting out because of NIL deals. I feel some kind of way about that, but I also understand that too. But yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is, and it's becoming progressively more like that, where guys are just looking at what they have to gain by doing some of this stuff. I mean, it's really meaningful for that guy that's trying to jump from a second into the first round, or that guy that wants to prove, you know, he's a first day instead of a second day. But I mean, yeah, these guys at the top of the draft, like, yeah, it just doesn't do much.
No, and I'm not saying you guys are you know, obviously wrong in any of this. But I'm just saying too is, here's my thought is, like, again, they're still all going to get drafted in the top 10. Harrison's going in the top 10 at the worst. There's no question. You're starting to, again, it's a season of lies and such, but I get it. You're starting to think that, I'm hearing a lot of neighbors from LSU now is going to be the number one receiver taken off the board, not Harrison. Good, bad, or indifferent. Everything is slotted, so it's not that much money of a loss, but it's a loss of money.
Yeah.
You know, it could be because it'll work out too.
I don't think money's really an issue for Harrison in particular, because he's a legacy kid. Right. I think it's more about fit. So maybe he'll want to deal with some of these lower tier
and that's things. Fine. Fine. You know, and like I said, that's fine. That's not the only red flag among other red flags. For Marvin Harrison, I was a little disappointed, thinking maybe I'm the old school get off my lawn guy, but just a little bit of a red flag for me, but he's still probably going to be a good pro, but we'll see.
Well, you ain't yelling at clouds yet, so.
No, not yet.